Good evening, and here's the news. One of the 188 residents in the second repatriation group from Hawaii, now in quarantine at the Tradewinds Hotel, has called KHJ News to share her experience. Naomi Oni said she traveled to Hawaii in July of last year for an eye surgery, and she has been prayerfully waiting to return after her operation. Her prayers were answered when she was contacted by the Department of Health that she could come home on the second repatriation flight last Wednesday. I want to say thank you to Governor Limanu, Lieutenant Governor Talawenga, and the groups that are working with repatriation and quarantine in Hawaii and here in American Samoa, said Oni. No service is 100%. There would always be a few lapses, but that's expected with new events like we're going through due to COVID. She said it was sad that a few have looked for faults, which has made them forget how lucky all of them are to be chosen to return home. Mrs. Oni said her only recommendation to the government leaders is to improve hospital facilities and attract qualified doctors to take care of our people's health so they don't have to travel off-island for treatment. The 64-year-old Tafuna resident said, "Elderly people are happy to receive medical treatment here at home, no matter if they are not top level. When they stay away for long periods, they miss their children, spouses, relatives, and friends," she said. "And if treatments are unsuccessful and they're called by their maker, they will go happy knowing they've spent their final days on earth in American Samoa." Batch number 4 of tax refund checks will be released tomorrow. The checks in this one are for those who filed their taxes from January 29th to February 1st, according to an announcement by Treasurer Malemo Tosanga. The total value of checks in tomorrow's batch is $904,962. $354,278 are locally paid checks, and $550,684 are additional child tax credit checks from the U.S. Treasury. A total of 432 taxpayers are covered. Treasury reminds those picking up their checks that face masks are mandatory and social distancing is enforced. You can check with the tax office if you were expecting a check and don't receive it. Since the release of tax refund checks in January, several workers report having to go to the tax office because they didn't get their checks. The common reasons are their checks were wrongly sent to another mailbox, there are questions with their immigration status, and also their dependents. The memo from Governor Limanu this week ordering the transfer of the veterinarian clinic from the Department of Agriculture to the Department of Health brings joy and relief to the woman who has been heading the clinic for most of last year. Reacting to the news, Tanya Tarasawa said she couldn't quite explain how she felt. When we approached her for comment, she referred us to a post on Facebook. She said, "The feeling of relief and praying that all will move forward smoothly and productively." She expressed her thanks to all those that made the transfer happen. The Department of Agriculture Director Solia Mutini, DOH Director Musatu Lemanua, and especially Governor Limanu and Lieutenant Governor Talawenga, and the people in their administration who were involved. A U.S. veterinarian who has held animal clinics in the territory says that she would come and work here if the veterinarian clinic was put under the Department of Health. At one time, the clinic completely ran out of supplies. Generous business and individual donors came to the rescue, which enabled the clinic to offer limited care for pets. The division of the Department of Human Resources handling the pandemic unemployment program has moved from the AP Lutali Executive Office Building in Otulei to the Pango Plaza in Pangopango. The move was effective March 16th. According to an announcement from DHR, the move is necessary because of the lack of office space and will enable the PUA office to provide services to applicants. The new location will serve those from both sides of the island. The two programs for which ASG was awarded $16.2 million last year are the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance and the Federal Pandemic Unemployment Compensation Program. Both provide unemployment checks for workers whose earnings were affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. ASG adopted Hawaii's unemployment law in order to qualify. Only U.S. citizens and U.S. nationals, as well as aliens who have U.S. green cards, are eligible. Samoa's caretaker Minister of Communications, Afamasanga Lipuia Iriko Tupai, has defended allegations by an Australian businessman that he had asked for money as part of a deal to grant him a business license to run a call center in Samoa. The minister told TV One Samoa he had been given funds, which was part of a sponsorship for his district's rugby franchise, A'ana Chiefs. He said this businessman approached us to be a major jersey sponsor for our team, even though we already had a local sponsor. Afamasanga added that up to now, the company, PEEQ, had still not finished paying the agreed sponsorship fee. The businessman, Graham Liao, had come to Samoa to set up a call centre, but after running due diligence, the Office of the Attorney General recommended not to grant him a licence. Liao wrote an 18-page affidavit alleging that Afamasanga had sought monetary gifts, saying it was a cultural norm to make gifts to high officials. Evidence of transfer of funds was also included in Liao's affidavit, where he also claims that Prime Minister Tulaepa Sailele Malielengoi was aware of the dealings. And that's the news.